Well, good evening, people. This is Solo Man here. Now, generally at the weekend, I have a few beers, and some of you people have a few beers with me. But unfortunately, I'm going away this weekend, because it's a bank holiday. I'm not going too far, just up north a bit from where I am. I'm going to visit a few friends of mine and stay over. Yeah, I have got friends, you know. So I thought I'd make a quick video in case, I don't make any more, at least for over the weekend. So let's talk reality and fake.
What are you talking about, Solomon?
Well, most real men have to deal in reality. I mean, most of them don't have a choice. Because generally men have to deal with accountability, don't they? I mean, you don't get paid if you don't go to work and do some work, do you? And on the other side of the coin, most femmes live in fantasy land. First of all, they don't accept any accountability. But everything about the femon is fantasy and fake. They create a persona, which is completely fake. They pile makeup on, which of course is fake. It's trying to make them look something they don't normally look like. Then they'll buy real expensive clothing that they can't afford to pretend they're really well-to-do. They're a celebrity. They fill their lips with something to make them bigger. More fakery. They inject Botox into their faces. They change the color of their hair. And of course they get breast implants. Some people get ass implants. And of course the fakery doesn't end there. They start wearing fake nails. They're not even real either now. And it's not surprising when a man talks to a femon, how is he expected to believe anything she's gonna say when she's so goddamn fake? And it's all in the effort to deny reality. Because reality can be kind of harsh. Of course, what I've noticed with the younger generation is they kind of turned into more materialistic people than they used to be. Even the males. It seems to be all about show and tell. And what always suffers in those circumstances to these people is their personality. They haven't got one. Most femons in today's world are completely lost down the rabbit hole. Some femons get a reality check when they're about 35 years old, and they realize they ain't got no man. And the men that are out there are looking for, well, younger models. So I guess you go head down to the old cat store, I guess. And here's something a little bit, well, completely different. You know, I remember when I was in Thailand many years ago when I was a younger man. And we went to an outdoor zoo, and there was a tiger in this very, very small cage, pacing up and down. And I thought to myself, what a terrible life for that tiger. Some wild animals live longer in zoos, but what type of life is it? And I can't see any reason why they can't have zoos, but have sort of 3D, sort of laser animals. Not real, but they look real, wouldn't they? But that tiger kind of reminded me of a married man. Sure, the man may live a little bit longer, but what type of life has he got? Of course, this isn't every married man, just about 98% of them. And you feel like when you go round your friend's house who is henpecked, he's not allowed to sit there. There's no time for him to go and do one of his hobbies. There's stuff to do round the house. You kind of think like, I'd love to go round there with a sort of SWAT team. You know, all masked up and everything. And it's not going to be a kidnap, I think it would be a rescue. You guys out there know any friends of yours like that? Well, once again, I have no idea where this video is going, or where it's been. But basically, men are real. Most femons are fake. The kind of act life, just not very well at it. Well, you can put a comment down below if you understood anything I said here tonight. At this building site I'm working at, I got kind of some plumbers there working there. Kind of youngish men to me, they may turn out to be, groupies. You never know. You take it easy, fellas.